We've seen the for each. There's a conditional. I don't think I actually used the conditional in this, you know, this thing, but it's basically just an if, and we'll render its body if the condition holds true or not. There also, some of these components can take attributes that either turn it on or off, and we'll see that as well with a link component. We've seen form, we've seen text field, we'll see valid field when we start talking about validation, and there's a bunch of other components for UI, for forms. There's a checkbox, there's a property selection, there's radio groups, all that stuff. Property selection is a drop-down. Actually, the property selection component is interesting. It can render itself as a drop-down or as a table full of radio buttons. And that's pretty slick that you can have use the same component and you just change what the renderer is. That's, I guess that's kind of the JSF deal as well, but the property selection can do that. Nobody really uses the table of drop-downs because it renders literally the table. For linking, we've seen direct link, and that was to search where you have the hyperlink for a word, and you pass parameters in there. Direct link, the parameters to a direct link can be a bit transient. So they might be just during the cycle of rendering, where those properties really, where that those parameters really make sense. If you want bookmarkable links out of Tapestry, and then we go back to the fact that Tapestry has lousy URLs. You use this external link, and that allows you to have a URL that can be bookmarked. You can bookmark other ones, but you're risking it a little bit. And of course, when you bookmark, the kind of parameters you'd pass would be, a primary key or something, or some kind of unique identifier that's not going to change over time. You can directly link to pages as well with the page link, and those are quite bookmarkable as well, as long as the page name. Here's the any component that I mentioned. So if I want a dynamically styled, I could use the even odd thing and toggle back and forth between these styles if I wanted to. And what this will render here is a span tag, literally, and the class will call get span style on the page. The odd expression translates it is relative to the page itself, so it's going to call a property accessor for the front page. This any one is pretty slick. There's a handful of additional components in this contrib library. The contrib library is a jar that ships with Tapestry itself. And you might as well just consider them built-in components because they ship with it. They just have not been copied over into the framework. They're not part of the core framework. They're just kind of add-ons. And it's got some really, really sophisticated components. We will see this table component in a fair bit of its glory. And this thing is one of the separators between Tapestry and the other frameworks. We saw the palette component on the workbench where we can move back and forth between the two list boxes. The tree component renders a tree. And you can hook in events for clicks. It will expand and collapse the tree nodes as you click on them. It round trips the server when it does that. It's not completely dynamic JavaScript type stuff. When you close a tree, it round trips the server, tells the tree to collapse that node, and then round trips back. But you can hook in events so that you get a listener when something gets clicked, basically, on the tree node. You can do something. If you want to go, for example, I don't want to go that far though. In the workbench, there's an example of a tree that is browsing the directory structure. You click on that, and what the tree is selected to affects what this table view is showing. So in the event where you click on that tree, it goes and looks up some other data, and then the table that gets re-rendered is bound to the data that it looked up. So you can wire these things together in that kind of fashion. We've seen the inspector, that's a little T icon that you can click and get all that internal information from. Mask it. There's some third-party things out there. Tacos is kind of in the proving grounds for the contrib library. It's a source boards project, so it's a little less barrier to entry as far as getting somebody to be a committer on the source boards thing. So it's been the proving grounds. The table and tree components started out here. They're now part of this. I'm not sure what's left there, but there might be some odds and ends still there that could be migrated over or borrowed. This is a new site that one of the key Tapestry committers, a guy by the nickname of Mindbridge, has created. And this thing is pretty special. He's created an ant task, in fact, that will manage the dot application file. We haven't even seen a dot application file because we haven't needed it. But Tapestry doesn't really have a concept of pages underneath the directories, for example, to separate things out. It's a flat namespace of page names. And if you want to organize your directory structure in a different kind of way, which is what we do by basically role type thing or by subsystem, you need to declare those pages in the dot application file and tell it where the specifications to those things are. It looks for them in a default location, which is just underneath the web end from where the dot page files live. If they're not there, they need to be declared in the dot application. Anyway, there's an ant task here that can crawl a file set and construct the dot application file or update it. It's a live update now, so it works pretty nicely. And there's some other additional components there that I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm sure they're good because that guy's good. The site looks really nice. It's very easy to roll your own components. Do not repeat yourself. Don't repeat yourself. You do something once, it's fine. Do it the second time, create a component. If you're reusing some HTML templates, when you start to hit that copy and then you hit that paste, think about making a component out of it. It's very, very easy to make a component. You make an HTML template, you make a JWC file, and then you just reuse the component just like we've seen. And we'll see the reusable component stuff. Okay, so let's go ahead and see if there's any of this componentry in this state that we're in right now. If not, we'll jump there.